As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Tyrone here, and we've got a great episode for you from the archives with Libby Lombardo. This episode was first aired back in 2017, and I hope you enjoy it.
My dad, he's a businessman from the old school era generation, and he was like, oh, let's not go to a real estate agent to buy your first house. Let's get out there door knocking. And I'm like, door knocking? Are you serious? I'd be petrified.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, Libby Lombardo shares with us how she started out as a property developer in her 20s, only for the market to stall, sending her bankrupt. We'll find out from her about how she overcame this and how the family tradition of door knocking aided her in the scheme of success. In any given day, Lombardo educates people about property development through on-the-job experience. She also sources development sites and helps to put together contracts and option deals.
A big part of my business as well is teaching other people about property development. And I take on a very small amount of people to come into my programs. And the reason I take a small amount of people is I just want those people to be serious about property development and to be able to really understand the concepts of how to be able to, you know, put deals together. And that's the fact that we work together. So we have a little team that go out and we door knock for properties. So we'll source potential development locations and we go and just talk to the homeowners or talk to the local shop owners in the area and try to put together property development deals that way.
That's great.
So our days are pretty much consist of sourcing development sites and dealing with lawyers, putting together contracts and option deals. Looking at numbers is a big part of it, you know, trying to work out whether the deal's feasible. So, you know, if we have three properties together, how many units could you potentially do across those three properties? And then how valuable is that to the marketplace? So it does consist of a lot of number crunching as well, which I find very, you know, exciting. It's the exciting part of the deal. But mainly I work a lot with my students, which is very exciting. So we have just a handful of students that come along with me to be able to put together these property development projects. So they may be out on a daily basis just walking the streets and actually trying to put together property development deals.
With a vast experience in property development, Lombardo's shining moment of realization came with the turning what began as an investment property into something bigger.
I've actually been involved in property development now for well over 15 years. Well, what I do is I started out, I bought a house that I thought was going to be a good investment property. And after I bought it, I realized it would be a potential development site where I could put townhouses on that site. So that's what started my ignition with property development. But you see, I wasn't a builder and I wasn't an architect and I wasn't all these things that, you know, people think that make up a property developer. And I went in on, I sold that property development deal just with a DA on it and realized, wow, you can actually make a lot of money in property development without having to go on and do all the building and all the headaches that can go with doing property development. So I got involved in doing property options, and that means where you can control a number of properties using little to no money down just on a contract. So effectively what you've bought is time, and then I go on and sell that to developers and make a profit. So that's mainly what I concentrate on.
For her, it's all about making deals and combining the roles of both investor and developer.
I would describe myself as a deal maker. So it's about, you know, linking the two together. It's about sourcing that development site from the very early stages and then linking that together with other property developers to cut a profit. So it's actually about being a deal maker, being a property developer, having a property developer brain and being able to, you know, put that deal together.
As Kiyosaki said, for many people, school is the end, not the beginning. Lombarda is living proof that it's not necessary to have a university degree on the resume in order to become successful and create wealth.
So I grew up out in Western Sydney, and I was kicked out of school in year seven. I ended up going to five different high schools and realizing that school wasn't for me. And also, you know, university wasn't an option, but I definitely wanted to be successful in doing something. And after leaving school, I moved out of home and I moved to the eastern suburbs where it was more vibrant and more fun and people were, you know, doing very exciting things with their lives. I got a job as a nanny because I loved kids and I thought, you know, this is something that I could do is look after children. After I got the job, I realized I was nannying for one of the most successful businessmen in Australia, who's actually the second wealthiest businessman in Australia. So I had this opportunity to be around very successful people and I got to travel the world, which was just phenomenal, like this phenomenal experience. I'm like 19 years old. My eyes were open to the world of going, wow, like, you know, look how much you can achieve. Look how much you can do with your life. So after meeting him, he would have these business books laying around and I was like, oh, okay. So property, I picked up this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And after reading the book, I thought, wow, so you can actually become wealthy through property and through business. And then I thought, this, I want this to become my life. So at 19, 20, I started reading, you know, 20, 30, 40 books on investing and making money and property and saving everything that I could for my first investment property. And that's when my dad said, you know, wow, if you're going to go out there and buy an investment property, he wanted to come on board with me and help me be able to source this deal. And now my dad, he's a businessman from the old school era generation. And he was like, oh, let's not go to a real estate agent to buy your first house. Let's get out there door knocking. And I'm like, door knocking, you serious? I'd be petrified. Like, what am I going to actually say to somebody when I knock at their door? But I had the opportunity to learn that from my dad, who was, had over 30, 40 years of door knocking and putting deals together. So I went out with my dad and door knocking all these houses in this one location and learning from him about how to be able to talk to people in the local area about what's going on, like who's moving in, who's moving out, why the property prices are going up and how there could be potential development opportunities in that area. So I was getting trained as a property developer and a deal maker from such an early age. And I kind of didn't even really realize it. But anyway, after getting out and speaking to a whole heap of people, one day the phone rang and I picked it up and it was my first opportunity of somebody who wanted to sell their house. And it was a corner property in North Mead. And they wanted to sell it for $210,000. So I had to, you know, come up with a deposit for that first property. But after buying that house, I realized instead of renting it out as a good long-term investment, so that's like, you know, 7 to 10 years for that investment property to get the return, I realized after I bought it that you could actually do townhouses on that site. So instead of there being one property, I could do a few townhouses. So I thought that that concept was very exciting.
Open to learning more about this idea, she then discovered the additional concept of property options. From there, she continued to grow and learn from her mistakes.
I went into the local council and I wanted to learn everything that I could about how to potentially do these townhouses. And if I got the house next door to that, I could do 6 townhouses. And the house next door to that, I could do 9 townhouses. And this then became like my life of wanting to learn about property development. that there was a building site happening not too far from where I'd bought, and they actually told me that I was saying to them, look, you know, if I've got this corner property and if I get the house next door, I can do all these townhouses, but I can't afford to buy the houses next door. And that's when the developer went on to tell me, he said, Libby, you don't have to buy the houses next door. You can use a property option, where the property option is using a contract to control this property with little to no money down. Fascinated with this concept, and he helped me with the contract and the deal to be able to put that together, the property option. So with lots of back and forth negotiations and different things, I learned a lot about property options, and I went on and onsold that and made a big profit. I'm in my early 20s, you know, most of my friends are still at university. I'm a high school dropout. And I thought, great, you know, like I can make a lot of money in the property market. So that ignited all my energy. I went on and made a lot of good decisions and a lot of bad decisions. You know, in my late 20s, the property market changed and I lost everything, absolutely everything. And, you know, it wasn't until I got into my 30s again that I decided to, you know, come back into property. I had that energy again to come back into it after literally going bankrupt and making some bad decisions, which now has built a fantastic platform for me to be able to have a better future in property development, be a lot smarter and a lot wiser, and to look out for a lot of those pitfalls that I was way too naive about in my 20s. So after that journey, now with property development, you know, I play a very, if you could say, safe game. I know a lot of people think they have this idea that property development, so many property developers go bankrupt and they lose everything. I've learned that lesson and I know how now not to do that, and to be able to put together deals that are profitable, safe, and also risk-free, which is my concept of using property options to control property and on-selling that deal for a profit. So I haven't outlaid multi-millions of dollars and I'm not risking absolutely everything in putting that deal together, and you can actually make a profit out of just an idea, out of a concept, and out of your knowledge. I can make money. So it's so many fantastic opportunities with property development if you know what you're doing and you know what the steps are.
The skill of door knocking was transferred from father to daughter, inspiring Lombardo to continue with her in her career.
Well, my dad, he used to sell roofing and siding and windows. So he would have to go and door knock to get the job. So he'd see somebody's property and they'd have an old rundown house with an old roof, and he's selling this, you know, material. It's called Decrabond, and he would go and door knock that property and show them the potentials of this new roof and how fantastic their house would look with this new roof. So my dad's now 81 years old and still going strong.
Wow.
Still not afraid to knock on a door. And that's how he would get all his business. But you see, back then, which was actually over 50 years ago, seems like forever ago, but it was over 50 years ago, that's how a lot of people used to do business, was door to door. And it takes a really good skill to be able to talk to homeowners and be able to negotiate deals like my dad did. So being able to watch him firsthand go out there door knocking and talking to people and what to say and what not to say and how to do it was absolutely fascinating. And it also is a skill that can make you a lot of money. So a lot of people are very scared about going out there door knocking. And through getting this skill with my dad, it actually taught me that it's a very profitable skill to have, because there's not many people out there that can do it.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into Lombardo's journey on how she became a property developer.
On one area, and I used to just get out and talk to people in the neighborhood and talk to local developers in the area.
Her worst property developing moment and how she came back from that.
When I was in my late 20s, I ended up you know, like I was so successful. I was able to, you know, buy and sell properties on sell option deals, and the property market was going fantastic until you know, all of a sudden the property market stalled. And property developers weren't so interested in buying my option deals anymore.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Focusing on a specific area, Lombarda familiarised herself with homeowners and developers, which led her to the beginning of her property development journey.
So when I told my dad that I wanted to buy an investment property, he was like, right, okay, we're not going through a real estate agent. Let's go and go out door knocking for a property and go and start looking at areas. So this was a huge lesson that I got from my dad about getting out there and being able to source properties, a way that was definitely and still is a step above everybody else without having to go onto domain.com or realestate.com or through real estate agents to be able to source, which is what I do now, which is property development. I mean, you would buy property investment through real estate agents, but with property development, it's definitely a specialized area to be able to source development sites that are not so accessible to everybody else, and that's where the huge profits are. Focused on one area, and I used to just get out and talk to people in the neighborhood and talk to local developers in the area, and being able to focus on this one location, I actually ended up doing 4 development deals in that one location because I knew it so well, and I knew the homeowners so well, and people were actually contacting me with their development site.
On discovering that she could use a property option rather than purchasing the properties next door to her, she was able to buy a property and then make a profit from it within a year.
So property option was what he taught me was controlling property with little to no money down at all. Obviously, at a young age, I'm hugely interested in this. So with a lot of back and forth negotiations and trying to put this deal together, I learned a lot about property options and how to be able to make it a win-win situation for the homeowners and be able to optimize using a property contract to control multi-million dollars of real estate and then on-sell that to developers and make, you know, more than somebody's annual salary in just a few weeks of doing a property development deal. So I turned over that deal, and then I ended up optioning up another 4 properties together where you could do 30 units and then on-selling that to another developer. I ended up buying a property before it was rezoned. I bought that for $375,000 and then on-sold that for just under $1 million to property developers all in under 12 months. So it was about focusing in on this one fantastic location, getting to know this neighborhood like the back of my hand, not going through real estate agents, but, you know, getting out there and networking, sourcing sites myself, and then being able to have people call me with development sites.
At a time when Lombarda's property journey seemed to be at its peak, the market stalled. However, she says that this was a valuable turning point for her as well.
When I was in my late 20s, I ended up, I was so successful. I was able to, you know, buy and sell properties, on sell option deals, and the property market was going fantastic. Until, all of a sudden the property market stalled and property developers weren't so interested in buying my option deals anymore. So I had way too many overheads, and I thought I kind of knew it all. And I thought that it was just going to be like this all the time. I didn't protect myself for when the property market was going to turn. So I ended up in my late 20s, like losing absolutely everything, going bankrupt actually. And then after that really tough, hard first-hand lesson of going, okay, what is it that I did wrong? What is it that really hurt me? How can I get back into the property development market and never make this mistake again and go back with those really, really valuable lessons to be able to follow on to do those property development deals and also teach my students how to be able to do property development with little to no risk at all. And I think a lot of people find that very interesting that you can actually get into property development with little to no risk, where you're not outlaying any money at all and you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars in property development just by being able to cut development deals. It's very exciting.
But is it too good to be true? What's the catch to creating wealth through property development?
If you're going to purchase a development site and you're paying multi-millions of dollars of money in that site, you know, you want to be able to lower the risk by using a property option where you're controlling that site with little to no money down and looking at the profit in that deal and being able to on-sell that deal to somebody who has like a big building company or somebody who's used to doing, you know, 20 or 30 units and making a profit in between that. So there's not really any catch in that. I think that if you are purchasing the properties, I think there's many catches, there's many downfalls, there's many pitfalls that you would be looking at in property development.
Lombardo says that bouncing back from bankruptcy, discovering how to minimize the risks, and being able to control property was the moment when everything fell into place.
I think my big aha moment would be definitely after going through the downside in property and taking that time out to be able to evaluate the risk and looking at how to be able to, you know, get back into property development with minimal risk. I think that for me has got to be a huge aha moment to say what a valuable lesson that I learned in my early days, that I was able to get back into it and be able to now, you know, control property and on-sell it and cut deals with little to no risk. I think too, it's very interesting for people to realize too that, you know, it's all in the education in property development. Like if you own the knowledge of how to be able to put these deals together and you know the secrets behind being able to put together a property development deal, that's going to be your best aha moment there, because you own that knowledge forever and nobody can ever take that away from you. And no matter what, you've got the ideas and the secrets and the knowledge to be able to get out there and put together really profitable property development deals and always be a step above everybody else.
As a property developer, she is excited about how well everything is going and working with her close-knit team to achieve her goals.
You know, I live in Sydney, and Sydney is just going from, you know, good to great to fantastic to brilliant, and it just keeps going and going. And I'm at a stage now that, you know, I've got a fantastic team around me that we're able to get out there and source development sites and do property options and on-sell these deals to developers. And you know, at the moment, you know, we've got three houses that we've just amalgamated together in the Sydney area, and we amalgamated each property for $1.8 million. And we're looking at on-selling that and making $400,000 profit. And it would have taken my student and I around about 6 weeks to put that deal together.
Gosh, that's an amazing amount and a huge profit in such a short period of time.
Yeah, well, it's just about being able to have the skills and knowing the step-by-step strategy to be able to get out and source those deals and follow that system and just see exactly how that works, and it works firsthand. So it's very exciting for me to be able to have my very small but very knowledgeable team around me now that we can get out there and source these deals.
Inspired by this story and what Libby Lombardo is excited about today, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode on property investory. We'll talk about how to apply Lombardo's strategy.
It's about finding that fantastic location, and how you go about sourcing that location is understanding the government, understanding the council, understanding that area, and realizing some principal rules of knowing that it's going to be right for development.
Her success habits for property developing?
Yep, it's persistence. Persistence is a good personal habit.
And that's next time on a future episode of Property Investory.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.